While farmers are waiting for wheat harvest, they might consider visiting any SDSU performance testing site for an up-close look at dozens of wheat variety trials. One new winter wheat line gaining interest is SD Pheasant, which will be available for general planting this fall. South Dakota winter wheat breeder Sunish Sagal.
It did very well in those 3 years. It has very good resistance to leaf rust, but it's susceptible to stripe rust. So if there is stripe rust, you need to spray it. Otherwise, have very good yield potential, and it has excellent bread making quality. It also win Best of the Show Award for quality in 2023.
Farmers visiting SDSU wheat testing locations will find signage along with a barcode delineating varieties present, their performance, and seed suppliers. They may also find an experimental line that might be released from the South Dakota program this fall, SD20B088-2, which is a cross between Cywulf and Ruth, a Nebraska variety.
And this variety has been tested for 2 years, and in 2 years it ranked first in the central part of the state, and first in the western part of the state, and fourth in the eastern part of the state.
The South Dakota wheat breeding programs are supported in part by the South Dakota Wheat Checkoff.
I would like to thank all the wheat producers of South Dakota for their confidence and for their contribution as a wheat checkoff that funds part of the public wheat breeding program at South Dakota State. We appreciate your contributions, and we always seek your feedback of what the challenges and what the needs of your farm are.
Finally, the South Dakota Winter Wheat Breeding Program is also working on developing forage wheat, which Sagal is hopeful will have a release next year. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.